Apollo 10 Houston, on your camera settings, we read up at 1/250th, go to F4, and you'll get better pictures later on if at 1/18/34 you go down to F28. Over. Go ahead, Dan.
Roger, has Jack been around anywhere today?
Yeah, he's here today. Did you copy our last about the F-stops and speeds and so forth?
Roger, F4, right?
This is Apollo Control. Apollo 10 crew apparently at this time is quite busy getting lined up for the stereo strip photography of landing site 2. They've been rather quiet here as they approach that position there now at about 50 degrees east longitude, coming up on landing site 2 within the next several minutes. Should be directly over the side at 118 hours 35 minutes, which is about 10 minutes from now. We'll continue to monitor the air ground circuit as conversation does come down from Apollo 10. Getting the camera set up with a proper setting on the exposure, proper film magazine, using an intervalometer, which is a device that automatically triggers the camera at a given spacing of pictures while they tilt the spacecraft down to keep the landing site centered in the viewfinder. Continuing to monitor air ground here for resumption of conversation.
Apollo 10 Houston, we have the final change 12 on the camera settings. On the 80 millimeter camera.
Roger, go with change 12.
On the 80 millimeter camera, should be set at 1/250th. And at 2852, it should be set at F8 when you turn them on. At
1/250th at F8.
That's affirmative. Then at 34:15, you'll get better pictures if you stop to F28 and stop on the time right up to you. Then one other item of information or action we'd like you to perform is that we'd like you to put both H2 cryo tank heaters to auto. Over.
Okay, both H2 are auto. They're there now. Okay, so we'll have F8 and 1/25th at 18:28:52. Start a half degree per second pitch at 18:33:15. And then we will go to F2.8 at 1/25th at 18:34:15.
That's all correct, Tom, except for the time. It should be 1/250th, 1/250. Over.
Oh, it's 1/250. Okay, we go to F28 at 1/250th.
That's affirmative. All of your time should
okay,
be
Jack,
one.
Okay, Jack, let's go over this again, doggone.
Okay, Tom, at 28:52, you turn your camera on. Your 80 millimeter setting should be 1/250 and F8. Start your pitch rate at 33:15. And stop down to F28 at 34:15, but your time will still be 1/250. And then stop your pitch on T2 as indicated.
First cross. 10, over.
Go ahead, 10.
Where do these changes to these MILP settings come from?
Apollo 10, Houston, we believe that this information was made clear. It's coming from the camera people, and it's information that we set up initially. Over.
Okay, we'll talk about it after we get back on the ground.
Roger, 10.
Apollo 10, I'm looking straight down at Sidewinder Reel.
Roger, 10.
Houston, this is Apollo 10. Reason I asked that question is I just shot up a bunch of film on the backside at F4 at 250 in black and white.
Roger, those were the standard settings, but the settings we're giving you now are the best ones for oblique photography, over.
Okay, thank you.
In other words, Tim, the settings we're giving you now are better than the standard settings, but F4 is standard.
Okay, Jack, peace.
For Jackson.
Say again, Tom. Apollo 10, Houston, if you're transmitting, you're coming in broken, over.
Okay, we're coming right to the landing site now.
Roger.
Michelle, Jack Smith, there's some very interesting looking Titan impacts there on the backside, and also some very interesting looking things that starting to look like volcanoes. There's one on the backside that that if it was in a different setting, you can call it Mount Fujiyama.
I saw Gazimus.